Democracy does not mean the majority rules. At the center of democracy is every citizen's right to have a say in the laws of the society and government policies. Most, if not all, of the world's democratic countries are representative, as opposed to direct, democracies. This means the citizens elect public officials, who then draft laws and enforce these laws on behalf of the voters who put them into office. In effect, we the electorate concede that we do not have the know-how nor the time to draft, discuss, and implement laws and policies that best serve our wishes. A direct democracy is a governing system that gives each person a direct vote on every new law or policy, as is the case of a referendum. The fate of an initiative is decided by a majority of varying degrees. This practice, however, is rare and raises the question, shouldn't this be the norm and not the exception? Doesn't a direct vote best guarantee our rights as citizens to decide how we want the country to be run? In fact, a direct democracy is most vulnerable to the tyranny of the majority, a term coined by James Madison, a founding father of the United States of America. Given a choice, most of us would like to pay less tax and receive more benefits, such as better schools and cheaper health insurance. Let's assume that's possible. All we need to do is to strip the top 500 richest people in Taiwan of all of their wealth to pay for these benefits. Would you vote for this initiative? Now imagine the opposite. Your neighborhood has decided in a referendum that you will be stripped of your home so that your building can be converted into a park for the benefit of everyone else. In both cases, it is in the majority's best interest to vote for the passage of these laws. But the group with the most members or the loudest voices is not always in the right. The simplified examples above demonstrate that the betterment of the greater good needs to be also balanced with the protection of the minority. These are at times conflicting roles, and often lead to deadlock in our legislative debates. But this process is the best protection against policies that may one day sacrifice your liberties in order to benefit the rest of us. Unless you believe that your wishes, needs, and wants will always align with that of the majority, vote yes for representative democracy. Idioms and phrases. Put into office. On January 16, 2016, we will decide whether to put Hong Xiuzhu or Tsai Ing-wen into the presidential office. Exception to the rule. Your overcooked steak is definitely an exception to the rule. This restaurant is one of the best steakhouses in town. In the right. If he feels he's in the right, we will have a difficult time convincing him to change his decision.